Hi everyone, welcome to episode 3 of Around the World, a podcast where you get to travel virtually to a new country every week with me, your host, Josephine Kramer. This week, we will be traveling to the amazing country of Peru. It's 8 hours and 40 minutes from California to Peru, and this country is located in South America and is home to part of the Amazon rainforest. We're going to start this week's podcast off with something a little bit different. We're going to hear from our special guest before the break. Her name is Mia. She's 12 years old, and she's going to be talking only about how coronavirus has affected Peru, and she's going to be talking with her opinions about it and when times were the worst for her and just how it's affected everyone in Peru.
So right now we are not anymore at quarantine. The first 2 weeks were really, really good at March. Like, the president added quarantine really early, which was perfect because there weren't so much people getting the virus, but then people and the government started relaxing. They started taking off some days, like where people can come out, or they opened restaurants or anything, everything. And then since the virus came to Peru in March, right now it's the worst time because we are not at quarantine anymore and people are getting out of their houses like crazy. And the number of people getting sick or like getting the virus, it's really, really high right now. Like, this is the worst time since March. So I hope it gets better. And yeah, that's...
So that was Mia, and she was talking to us once again about how coronavirus has affected Peru and how quarantine has affected her, and how quarantine has really helped stop the spread of the virus. So when the government there lifted quarantine, it started to spread freely once again. And now we're going to hear some fun facts about Peru. Enjoy. I'm going to tell you guys some facts about Peru. So the first thing I want to tell you is that the deepest canyon in the world is in Peru. So the Cotahuasi Canyon has a depth of 3,232 meters. To put that in perspective, that's twice the depth of the United States Grand Canyon. You can also eat over 3,000 varieties of potato in Peru. The potato is a superfood containing almost every kind of vitamin you need, and its birthplace was Peru. Peru also has the world's largest bird. So, the giant Andean condor is native to the Andes mountain range in Peru. It weighs 12 kilograms, stands 1.2 meters high, and has a wingspan of up to 4 meters long. Despite its massive size, it's able to fly for hours without flapping a single wing. The bird was considered sacred by the Incas, but has unfortunately made its way onto the International Union for Conservation of Nature, and this means it's in the red list of threatened species. Many farmers in Peru hunt the condors as they believe the birds will kill their livestock. Another factor threatening their survival is pesticide poisoning in the food chain. The Amazon rainforest also covers 60% of Peru. The Amazon rainforest, which is the world's largest rainforest, has its second greatest extent in Peru after Brazil. Nearly 60% of the area in Peru is covered by this forest. The forest houses an incredible diversity of flora and fauna, the highest in the world. So this is similar to Mexico because Peru is home to much of the world's wildlife, and also it is home to one of the biggest rainforests. It is home to the biggest rainforest in the world. Now, here's a really fun fact that I just wanted to include because I thought it was super cool. So Peru has a hanging cliffside hotel. The Sacred Valley of Peru offers its visitors a rare opportunity to stay in a luxury capsule that hangs from the top of a mountain. Here, one can eat, sleep, and laze around in a transparent hanging room and absorb the magical vistas of the Mystic Valley. Access to the Sky Lodge Adventure Suites is, however, not very easy. If you want to go here, people must climb, hike, and zip line through the mountains and the forest to reach the hotel. So, if you want to have this amazing experience, you really have to put in a lot of work to get there. Now, Peru also has the mighty Amazon River starting there. No fewer than 5 Peruvian rivers have been honored as the source of the mighty Amazon, the world's largest river. More recently, the Montaro River in southwestern Peru has been designated the true source of the Amazon. Now, Peru also has rainbow mountains. So, Peru has one of the world's most magnificent geologic features, the Asangate Mountain in the Peruvian Andes. It's located at an elevation of 6,384 meters, and it's extremely difficult to reach. The mountain is striped with colors ranging from maroon and gold to turquoise and lavender. Several days of hiking is required to reach the mountain. The locals revere Asangate as divine and consider it to be a deity that protects Cusco. Every year, thousands of pilgrims visit the mountain during the Star Snow Festival. The last thing that I want to tell you guys is that Peru is home to alpacas. So, known as one of the most beautiful camelids in South America, the alpacas are indigenous to the Peruvian Andes. Since pre-Inca times, this wonderful species has been and still is part of their culture, and it is an integral part of everyday life in the Andean region. Alpacas inhabit different regions of Peru, such as Puno, Cusco, Arequipa, and Huancavelica, and other departments from the Central Highlands. So, I'm going to tell you a little about how the alpacas were part of the Inca culture. These were the indigenous people that lived on Peru. The alpacas were treasured as the most important animal for the Inca civilization. Their meat was consumed fresh in traditional preparations such as charqui and chalona. With their wool, they made yarns and fabrics. His bones, leather, and fat and excrement had diverse applications such as musical instruments, footwear, medicines, and fertilizer, respectively. Due to this consideration, they were preferred animals for religious sacrifices. The Incas thought that sacrificing an alpaca served to appease their gods. The textiles were also very significant for the Inca Empire because they had religious and social value. A piece of cloth was considered the most precious gift. It was a sign of social status, and it was exclusive to only the members of the royal family and the highest officials of Inca civilization. Therefore, they allowed only designated craftsmen to weave the alpaca fiber. So that was a few facts that I wanted to tell you about Peru, and I hope you enjoy them. And now we're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be right back to the show. Once again, you're listening to episode 3 of Around the World. At Around the World, we love to hear from our fans. We give you so many stories about so many places around the world. But at the end of the day, we want to hear what you guys have to say. Please contact us by sending in audio recordings on the podcast page, and you will hear your amazing stories and amazing ideas in our podcast. So we're going to continue this week's podcast with another special guest. His name is Adrian, and he's going to be telling us some more fun facts about Peru and parts of the culture there, and just some things that you should know.
Peru is the third largest country in South America after Brazil and Argentina. It is made up of a variety of landscapes, from mountains and beaches to deserts and rainforests. Most people live along the coast of the Pacific Ocean, where the capital, Lima, is located. The world's largest rainforest, the Amazon, covers nearly half of Peru, called the Selva in Spanish. This huge jungle is home to plants and animals that do not live anywhere else on Earth. One of the most important Peruvian cultures was the Inca, who lived in Peru around 600 years ago. Their capital, Cusco, is still a major city today. The Inca also built Machu Picchu, a famous and mysterious ancient city located in the Andes, who is one of the wonders of the world today. Finally, our gastronomy relies on unique ingredients, century-old techniques, and diverse cultural traditions.
So that was Adrian from Peru, and his interview brings us to the end of our podcast for this week. I hope you learned a lot about Peru, and I hope that you enjoyed listening to this podcast. Next week, we will be traveling to Turkey, and we're going to be switching things up a bit that week, and we're going to be doing an interview for the full duration of the podcast, and it's going to be a lot about how coronavirus has affected people's lives there. And I just want to say thank you once again to everyone who helped with this week's podcast. And I will see you guys next week when we explore Turkey.